This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Underway in Myrtle Creek, it is Music in the Park. Ted Rummus, main organizer of the longtime series of events, on with us. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Glad to be here. Thank you.
So, Myrtle Creek's Music in the Park, this is year 38.
That is correct. Longest running free concert series in Douglas County, Oregon.
And talk about how it works.
Well, it's been working pretty well since we're in our 38th year, and we're fully booked for 2025. We've already had our season opener last Thursday with the Lack family here, a large family group, 14 strong, 8 performers, but they bring their children with them. They're a touring group, and they're very, very well received, and we're moving on with our lineup starting tomorrow with Joe's Garage Band.
Yeah, tell me more about that group.
Well, Joe's Garage Band, I found, we like to try to recruit groups locally as much as possible, and this is one that's Roseburg-based. They play classic rock hits from the 60s and 70s, lead vocals, guitar, bass, drums. The show is guaranteed to rock, and it's sponsored by DC Precision Lube and Tune right here in Myrtle Creek.
And where are your concerts held?
Well, in our beautiful Millsite Park right here in downtown Myrtle Creek. You can't miss it. That's just below the only traffic light in town off Main Street. Performances start at 6 p.m. The music starts at 6 and go till 8:30, and we do have food and beverage vendors on site.
And how long have you been involved in Music in the Park?
And 18 years.
Wow. So you said yes once and you're off and rolling.
Well, yeah, it kind of got to me, and I really enjoy it. Putting it together has come to be kind of a routine for me, if you will, over the years to go out and recruit bands. We get, we have seven gigs every year, and we get requests for maybe 15 to 20 groups that want to perform, and so you got to sort that out and figure out who's most conveniently available on Thursday evenings, which is sometimes a challenge because people have full-time jobs and they can't get here in time to load in and set up. But we make it work. And the sweet spot is watching people come out on Thursday evening in the park with their kids, and their dogs are permitted if kept under control and cleaned up after, by the way, and come out and enjoy two and a half hours of free music and entertainment and good social interactions with the community.
So after tomorrow night, what is ahead for your summer series?
What is ahead after July 17th tomorrow is a three-day weekend full of the Myrtle Creek Summer Festival in Myrtle Creek and various other locations in Myrtle Creek. It takes up very much of the community. It's Thursday, July 24, 25, and 26, and ending with a spectacular fireworks Saturday night, July 26th, all based in Millsite Park, but spread elsewhere throughout the community, including a rock crawl, a car show, various other softball tournament, and so on and so forth. That's July 24, 25, and 26th. Then on July 31st, Mercy, the band featuring Linda Day, will be performing when we get back to Music in the Park. And they specialize in rock, soul, and blues, performing original compositions. They've been here as both a duo, but now as a band, over the years, and so we enjoy having them come back. Then we move into August. Every Thursday in August, we will have performances, starting on August 7th with Captain Blue, another Roseburg-based band. They have energetic and captivating sound of Captain Blue is danceable music. Don't miss the chance to come and enjoy them. These events, by the way, are all sponsored by local businesses each week who help keep the music free. Moving on to August 14th is Flashback, Roseburg-based. Experience the timeless sound of classic rock from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And they are very, very entertaining. I last saw them at the Roseburg Veterans Administration 9/11 event. And they draw a very good crowd. And then on August 21st, the ever popular local Eddie Ross Band. Always fun. Actually, Eddie is an international recording artist, which many people may not know, but he is, and he's told me about that. They play contemporary country-style music, and Eddie adds his own charming wit and humor. I don't think anybody who knows Eddie will not recognize that as being what he's all about. Season closer on August 28th is Pendleton Highway from Eugene. Country dance band inspired by Little Big Town, the band Perry, Josh Turner, and Miranda Lambert. With Becca's remarkable voice, vocal range, and Jimmy's energetic performances, the band promises an unforgettable experience. That is our closer on August 28th, and we are looking forward to each and every one of those recognizing our overall event sponsor for this ninth consecutive year is Lauren Young Tire Center.
Well, obviously, a lot of work goes into this, and it sounds like it's been a pretty popular series to continue on for this many years. If somebody hasn't been to Millsike Park, talk about what's kind of the venue, how it is laid out there.
Well, it was originally the site of the mill in Myrtle Creek. It was where the pond was, and when the mill closed down, they reconfigured the whole area and turned it into a beautiful park and built this beautiful band shell with local lumber and local lumber company support and labor. And it's been there as a kind of the beacon and the mainstay for all major community entertainment in Myrtle Creek. I mean, it's pretty much fully booked all summer long on the weekends with weddings, class reunions, family reunions. And many, many other events take place there during the year. It's just very easy to find. There's plenty of free parking available. The event, of course, is free. And it's a place where people can come out and lay out their blanket or bring their chairs and bring their families and just have a wonderful time. And, you know, sometimes in the summer it gets a little toasty down there in the afternoon. But we have a tree line that separates the park from the softball field, and the breeze kind of flows through that tree line early in the evening, and it gets pretty comfortable.
All right, a lot going on in Myrtle Creek and music in the park. Ted Rummis, one of the organizers. Anything else you want to mention?
I do want to mention that the city of Myrtle Creek is just about to complete their visitor center, which is going to be on Main Street, immediately across from the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge and near Tommy's All American Burger Company. They put the reader board up yesterday, and I think that's going to be available for use by the time Summer Festival begins. Nice addition to our community.
All right, Ted Rummis, organizer of Myrtle Creek's Music in the Park. Ted, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it very much. Good day.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.